A pivotal year for the Queens Ferry Crossing.
Well, 2013 was the busiest year yet for the Queens Ferry Crossing, with huge progress being made in terms of the major upgrades on both sides of the Forth, on the north and the south, including the M9 Junction 1A, which was opened ahead of schedule in February. And the main crossing itself now has started to take shape. So over the course of 2014, people will start to see the various structures coming out of the water in the Forth. There have been up till now no very obvious foundations. We're in the very challenging process of precisely locating huge steel caissons on the estuary bed and constructing what are called cofferdams around the base of Beamer Rock. Today those foundations are complete and the towers will start to climb very fast into the sky. We've witnessed a world record being set for the largest continuous underwater concrete pour. The foundations themselves have been drained of water and structural concrete poured to form the foundations. On land, the southern approach viaduct is now ready for launch, making the first appearance of the actual deck and the start of the bridge itself. And elsewhere, the huge beams for the South Queensferry gyratory have been lifted into place.
And of course, when we've had such difficult weather of late, I mean, maybe a thought goes out to the workers who've been out in all conditions, making sure that this does arrive on schedule.
Well, that's right. I think most of us feel we've had a fairly mild spell of weather, but of course we have had some very high winds. And also quite a lot of rain as well, so for people to be out sometimes in relatively dangerous circumstances, making sure this project stays on time and under budget is obviously something that's just gratifying to see. But I think the point about wind in particular is very important, because this new crossing itself will have state-of-the-art wind shielding. We often see, when we have high winds, the existing Forth Road Bridge having to close to high-sided vehicles or to reduce the speed limit. And of course, we can make sure that this new crossing does not suffer from that same vulnerability, which will mean fewer diversions and less disruption for motorists.